从以弗所书第一章三到八节，好不好？我们先用中文读，然后再来读英文啊。先中文齐声念，再 OK. So today we are going to read the Bible scripture is from Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 to 8. We are going to read in Chinese first, and then we will read in English. 好，我们现在先用中文一起来齐声读，好，开始。愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己意志所旨意的，预定我们借着耶稣基督得儿子的名分，使他荣耀的恩典得着称赞，是在他爱子里所赐给我们的。我们借着这爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，乃是照他丰富的恩典。这恩典是神充足赏给我们的。Okay, so let's read in English. Okay, could slide go back to. Okay, let's read in English together. Okay, let's go.Blessed and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed Christ, according as he has chosen. In the love.Heaven predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accept in the blood, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin according to the riches of his grace.Okay. May God bless His own word. 愿神祝福他自己的话语。好，接下来我们很高兴有赵牧师为我们传讲神的话语。他传讲的主题是唯有恩典99将翻译成英文。Okay, we are so happy that we have Pastor Zhao to deliver God's word. And the topic is only grace. And Sister Jojo is going to interpret it to English.
Brothers and sisters, happy Thanksgiving.
We are turning on this mic.
很高兴和弟兄姐妹一道来敬拜神。
I'm very happy to be here with brothers and sisters to worship God together.
不仅是我自己，我相信弟兄姐妹也一道的来欢喜快乐来敬拜神。
And I think you're all also very happy to be here this morning to praise the Lord together.
好不好，弟兄姐妹之间还是彼此打个招呼，说是说感恩节快乐，耶稣爱你，我也爱你。
And let's take a few moments to wish our brothers and sisters happy Thanksgiving and.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Jesus love you. Like a 大家庭，对吗
？So we're just like a big family here.
所以我们要彼此常常打招呼。
And so we should greet one another often.
我们大家也知道， 感恩节是一个快乐的节日。
And we know that Thanksgiving is a happy holiday.
大家都举过享受阖家欢乐的时刻。
And I think we have all enjoyed great times with our family together.
美国的感恩节其实就像中国的春节一样。
So Thanksgiving in America is just like Chinese New Year's.
你不管有多远都要赶回家来和家人团聚。
And no matter how far, you must travel to be home with your loved ones.
我也相信这个周末过后，你的孩子可能读大学或者在远方就要回来和你团聚了。
And I believe many of you will have children coming home to visit you for Thanksgiving.
我们很多弟兄姐妹要敞开自己的家庭来接待朋友。
And we will be opening our houses to receive our friends and family.
我们在一起喜气洋洋，我们分享美食，我们诉说上帝的恩典。
And we will be gathered with our friends and family to enjoy a great meal and also to talk about the blessings we've received.
我们也见证上帝在我们中间的作为。
And we will also be witnessing what God has done in our lives.
感恩节的来历我想给大家简单再介绍一下。
And so I just want to quickly go over how Thanksgiving began.
因为大家也都熟悉对吗？
And I'm sure you're familiar with this story.
起源于17世纪清教徒。
And so it started with the pilgrims.
他们离开故国，他们乘坐五月花号。
They left their homeland and they were on the Mayflower.
他们经历风暴，穿越大西洋。
And they crossed the ocean through many storms.
他们抵达美国。
And so when they arrived here,
那个时候还不叫美国，对吧？
It wasn't called the United States back then.
102人到岸。
And so there were 102 of them that arrived here.
经过严冬，饥寒交迫，他们累死，病死了一半。
But due to the harsh conditions they found here, about half of them perished.
大约只剩下50人。
And so only about 50 were left.
第二年的春天在当地印第安人的帮助下。
But in the second year, with the help of the Native Americans,
他们栽种，他们收成。
That they were able to plant and harvest.
在秋季就有一个大丰收。
And so in the fall, they had a great harvest.
所以新移民过上了安定富足的日子。
And from then on, they were able to have a more stable and stable life here.
然后新移民邀请当地的印第安人一道来庆祝丰收。
And so these pilgrims invited the Native Americans to join them for a celebration.
感谢上帝的带领。
And so to give thanks to the Lord for his provisions.
哎，这个就好像是一个简短的感恩节的来历。
And so this is a quick review of how Thanksgiving started.
谈到感恩节的时候，我们常常有恩典两个字。
And so when we talk about Thanksgiving, we also talk about grace.
弟兄们，你是否知道恩典这两个字在基督教里边是非常独特的一个词？
And so I wish to share with you that this grace is a very special word within Christianity.
因为这个词是我们理解基督信仰、明白福音的一个核心词汇。
Because this is the central theme of the gospel and the message of Jesus Christ.
神学家奥古斯丁呢，花了很大的篇幅来解释这个词的含义。
And so Saint Augustine spent a great deal of time trying to explain grace.
但是呢，他最后呢，用一个免费的礼物来形容恩典。
And at the end, he decided to describe grace as a free gift.
改教家路德、马丁路德和加尔文也非常喜欢这个词。
And Martin Luther also greatly appreciated this word grace.
那么今天的感恩节呢，很多人只知道是一个重要的节日了。
And so today, many of us might only think of Thanksgiving as a big holiday.
很多人都不晓得。为何感恩？向谁感恩了
？And maybe we don't even know why we should be giving thanks and whom we should be giving thanks to.
宗教改革的时候，这些改革家他们提出了五个唯独或者五个唯有。
And so during the Reformation, the reformers brought out five alones.
这五个唯独或五个唯有，我是讲到唯独圣经、唯独信心、唯独恩典。唯独基督，唯独神得荣耀。
And they are scripture alone, faith alone, grace alone, Christ alone, and glory alone to God.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们今天是感恩节。
And so since we're celebrating Thanksgiving,
今天不是感恩节，但是是感恩节的礼拜哈。
Yeah, not yet, but during the Thanksgiving week.
所以我们愿意讲一下这恩典。
So I want to talk about grace.
唯有恩典。
Grace alone.
我们教会是一个大家庭了。
And so since our church is a great big family.
所以当我们一道的来庆祝感恩节的同时。
And so as we celebrate Thanksgiving together.
我们也要来思想神的恩典。
We should think about God's grace.
顺便强调一下呢。
And I want to emphasize.
就是周四是感恩节。
And so Thursday is Thanksgiving Day.
好不好我们的弟兄姐妹当你敞开家庭的时候或团契聚会的时候邀请更多的福音朋友。
And I would like to encourage you all on that day to invite those who are still seeking the Lord to join you in your celebrations.
如果你邀请了他他去别的地方没有关系好吗？
And even if you invite them and they decide to do something else, that's okay.
如果他感觉到好多团契或家庭都邀请我。
But if they receive several invitations,
他只能去一个地方的时候。
And they find that they have to make a choice and go to one of them.
你千万不要设想他已经有别人邀请了。
So don't think that they already have a place to go.
我们宁愿多邀请他几遍。
So it's better to invite them multiple times.
免得他没有地方邀请。
Than to have them have no place to go.
让他们来到教会就能够品尝到大家庭的温暖。
And that when they come to our church, that they will feel the love of a family.
不仅是聚餐，也和他们一道讲述神恩典，分享福音给福音朋友。 既然谈到唯有恩典。
And so today, as we're talking about grace alone,
我愿意从三个方面和弟兄姐妹今天来分享。
And I want to talk about it in three different ways.
第一个我们要知道的肯定是要知恩了。
So the first is that we have to know grace.
好，弟兄姐妹，刚才我们所读的以弗所书是讲到一个恩典。
And so in the passage we just read in Ephesians, it talks about grace.
那什么是恩典呢？
So what is grace?
恩典就是按照圣经来说，按照神学家来解读来说，就是我们不配得，但是却得到的。
And so grace is something that we do not deserve or merit, but yet we have received it.
弟兄姐妹，您有没有感觉到有很多的时候我们周身满了恩典，但有很多的时候我们却得不到那个重要的恩典。
So sometimes we feel like maybe we've received a lot of blessings, but there's still something missing.
所以在神学家的眼里边，恩典也分成两部分。
That's because in theology, there's actually two different kinds of grace.
一个是普遍的恩典，还有一个特殊的恩典。
So one is a common grace, and the other is a special grace.
好，弟兄姐妹先讲讲这个普遍的恩典。
So let's first look at common grace.
我们大家都有生命。
So we all have life.
这是恩典。
This is grace.
不管你信还是不信。
Whether you're a believer or a non-believer.
不管你自己称为好人还是坏人。
Whether you're a good person or a bad person.
不管你信还是不信。
And you believe or you don't believe.
那么这个恩典都临到我们。
But this grace of life is for everyone.
然后与我们生命与之俱来的呢是阳光、空气、水源。
And the things that allow us to continue living, such as sunlight and air and water.
弟兄姐妹，这个三个供应，丰富的供应，不是你自己创造出来的。
And so these three things that are necessary for life is not something we can create on our own.
你只要生下来，你就可以享受这些。
Now once you're here, you enjoy all of these benefits.
尤其是在北美，我们看到阳光啊，我们呼吸到新鲜的空气啊，我们可以饮用到清洁的水源。
And especially here in America, we enjoy all of these things: sunlight and clean air and fresh water.
弟兄姐妹，这都是普遍的恩典。
So this is all part of common grace.
从来你呼吸的时候，你也没有问问，哎，你是基督徒吗
？And nobody asks you before you take a breath, "Are you a Christian?"
你相信上帝吗
？Do you believe in God?
那你为什么呼吸呢
？So why are you breathing？
你为什么呼吸这么新鲜的空气呢
？And why are you breathing such clean air？
没有人问这些。
Nobody asks these questions。
就是享受了。
Because we just all enjoy it。
这是普遍的恩典。
So this is common grace。
那么另外还有一种恩典是一种特殊的恩典。
But there is also special grace。
这个恩典是赐给是上帝赐给他拣选的人的。
And so the special grace is grace that God gives to those He has chosen。
我愿意把刚才所读的这段圣经和弟兄姐妹再来强调一下。
So let's take a look at the passage we just read again.
他说在基督里赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And it says that, in Christ we have various spiritual blessings.
然后呢说这个福气多多是什么呢？
And what kind of grace is this?
他说在创世以前拣选了我们。
That we were chosen before the world was created.
弟兄姐妹，我们可能会回想到两三年前的事吧。
And so maybe we can, think back to an event.
我们可能会想到自己年轻或小的时候的一些事情吧。
Something that happened to us when we were younger or when we were children.
但是没有一个人会想到五百年前会如何。
But we often don't think about what has happened 500 years ago.
也不晓得两千年前会怎样。
Or 2000 years ago.
更不要说创世以前。
And not to mention what happened before the world was created.
但是特殊的恩典就是说上帝在创世以前就在基督里边拣选了你和我。
But special grace means that even before the creation of the world, God has chosen us in Christ.
弟兄姐妹，这是上帝独特的拣选。
And so this is a special selection by God.
当我们拣啊，当我们蒙拣选以后，今天我们来到世界。
And so, as we have been chosen, we are here today.
你可能都不知道上帝是怎样的一回事的时候。
Even before you knew who God was.
上帝的旨意已经瞄准你了。
He already had his will for you.
他的旨意一直在追随着你。
And his will has followed you.
你可能在中国。
Maybe you were in China.
你可能在加州。
Maybe you were in California.
不管你在什么地方。
It doesn't matter where you were.
那个恩典一直追随着你，直到你遇见耶稣，接受了他。
That grace has been with you all along until you saw Jesus Christ and received him as your Savior.
这就是上帝在基督里边拣选我们，直到他的恩典与我们相遇。
And so this is the grace that God has given to us in Jesus Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你是否觉得这个东西太奇妙了？
So, this is something that is truly wondrous.
我真的没有办法想通。
And I cannot understand it myself.
弟兄姐妹，没有关系，你接受就好。
But that's okay, you just have to receive it.
那么弟兄姐妹，当神拣选以后，又给我们什么福气呢？
But what other grace do we receive after we've been chosen?
神告诉我们，你得着儿子的名分。
God tells us that we are now given sonship.
在基督里得儿子的名分。
That through Christ we have become children of God.
然后接下来他说，借着爱子的血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免。
And we also receive forgiveness of our sins through the blood of Christ.
弟兄姐妹，你觉得这个得名分，得儿子的名分，你觉得得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，容易吗？
So what do you think, how hard it is to receive this sonship and also to receive the forgiveness of sins?
其实是很有意思的一件事情，何以我们一信，神就把这些东西一下子加添给我们了呢？
So it's very interesting to think about how we receive all of these things all at once when we become believers in Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这不是白白给你的。
That this is something, that is given.
弟兄姐妹，是白白给你的。
Is given to you for free.
为什么又白白又不白白呢？
So how is it given to you for free and not?
因为有人替你付代价。
Because the price has already been paid.
有人替我付的代价。
And somebody paid it for me.
是谁付的代价？
Who paid this price?
上帝的独生儿子啊。
Is the only son of God.
弟兄姐妹，我们想想这个事情太奇妙了。
So this is an amazing.
所以当耶稣基督神的儿子替我们付了代价的时候，我们一接受，所有的恩典就白白的临到了我们。
And it is because God's Son Jesus Christ has paid that price that we are now able to receive this gift for free.
弟兄姐妹，你想到流血是一件容易的事吗？
So do you think it is easy to bleed for someone?
哎，在这欢喜快乐的时候，在这平静安稳的时代，我们不觉得流血是一件事情。
As we live in our peaceful lives here, we don't really think about bleeding.
其实我们常常也遇见心痛的事情。
But there's often something that hurts us.
也有可能你的亲人，也有可能你的朋友，或者你熟悉的有些人，某一天被车给碰了。
Or maybe someone in your life, a loved one or a good friend had an accident.
然后失去了生命。
And perhaps they lost their life in the accident.
你的心特别伤痛。
And so then our hearts will hurt.
可是神的儿子耶稣基督他没有任何的过犯，他要独自承担那个罪，独自承担那个痛苦。
But yet Jesus, who was without sin, had to bear the cross all by himself.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣是定义为我们而死啊。
That he did this just because he did it for us.
不是一次事故。
It's not just once.
不是一次 accident.
And it wasn't an accident.
是耶稣定义为我们牺牲。
That he did this purposefully.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们得到这个恩典的时候，就是从上帝而来的福气。
And so when we receive this grace, this is His blessing to us.
那为什么说是唯有恩典呢？
So why is it grace alone?
是因为耶稣基督在十字架上为我们付了代价。
It's because the price that Christ paid for us on the cross.
那个代价是我们付不起的。
Because it is a price that we cannot pay on our own.
我们纵然很爱我们的孩子，但你也不会去替你的孩子死。
No matter how much we love our children, we cannot die for them.
你可能说我愿意替我的孩子死。
Maybe you're even willing to do it.
我不愿意我的孩子受苦。
That I'm not willing for my children to suffer.
但是弟兄姐妹，真到了有那个时刻的时候，你也未必。
But actually, when the moment comes, none of us can be sure of what we will do.
我只能说你未必。
Because we may or may not.
因为耶稣基督是定义为我们死。
But Jesus Christ, he knew all along, this is his purpose.
所以耶稣基督他这一路走来三十三年没有一点是非常的非常的享受。
That in his time here on earth, during his 33 years here, he wasn't here to enjoy himself.
他从人间没有得到多少的温暖。
That he didn't come here to receive warmth.
耶稣基督最享受的时光就是与上帝独处的时光。
The time that he enjoyed the most while he was here was the time that he spent with his heavenly father.
好，弟兄姐妹，我们知道这是重价所买来的恩典。
And so we know that this grace we have received was paid for with a heavy price.
感谢主，我们也在哥林多前书第一章第哥林多前书第六章二十节这样的来看到。
And we can also see this in 1 Corinthians 6:20.
因为你们是重价买来的，所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
It says, because we are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body.
弟兄姐妹，当你想到一个人付重价、付沉重的代价为你救赎。
And so when you think about someone who has paid such a high price for your salvation.
我们不会无动于衷吧
？I think we all should have some sort of reaction.
这个恩典是我们不配得的，但是耶稣基督为我们付了重价。
Well, we were undeserving. Jesus Christ paid this price.
我们原来的人是什么样子的呢？因为诗篇告诉我们说，因为他知道我们的本体思念，我们不过是尘土。
The Psalms tells us that for he knew our frame, he remembered that we were dust.
弟兄姐妹，我们原本的生命和尘土没啥区别。
That the life that we have, the body that we have, is just like dust.
如果我们身体死亡
，If our body dies,
很快我们的身体就归于尘土了。
And our body will return to the earth.
很快那块尘土和其他地方的尘土没啥区别。
And there won't be any difference between the dust that comes from our bodies and the rest of the earth.
弟兄姐妹，可是为什么我们与其他尘土不同呢？
But what makes us different?
就是因为上帝有一口气在我们的里边。
It's because within our bodies we carry the breath of the Lord.
这口气在我们里边就成为一个宝贵的生命。
And so it is His breath that gives us this precious life.
这个宝贵的生命就在耶稣基督里边得到了加强。
And in Christ, this life is strengthened.
在约翰福音第一章十六到十七节。
In John 1:16.
说从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
And it says that in his fullness, we have all received grace upon grace.
律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
所以当我们尘土的生命在耶稣基督里面得到了加强，是恩上加恩的生命。
And so as our bodies, which are made of dust, have received this life through God and also strengthened through Christ.
而且在耶稣基督里面我们得到了恩典和真理。
And within Jesus Christ, we have received grace and truth.
我们是否该认识这个恩典呢？
And so we should know this grace.
我们是否相信这是独有的恩典呢？
And we should know that this is grace alone.
弟兄姐妹，当然这一年里边我们也有许多其他的恩典。
And of course, in this past year, I think we have all received other types of grace.
也是上帝所给我们的恩典。
And it's also from the Lord.
我们享受神所赐的喜乐与平安。
We've had joy and peace.
我们有自己所喜爱的事业。
We have jobs.
我们有自己的学业长进。
And we have grown in our studies.
我们成家了，有快乐的家庭。
That maybe we have formed new families.
哦，神又加添我们儿女。
Or maybe we have a new child.
上帝也给我们许多恩典来胜过困难。
And he has also given us grace to help us go through our tough times.
有些时候呢，神救我们脱离死亡。
Sometimes he saves us from death.
上帝也保守我们教会。
And he has also watched over our church.
让我们教会弟兄姐妹的团契也彼此相爱。
That we can have fellowship within our meetings.
很多的时候在我们好像没有帮助的时候，神为我们开路。
That when we have felt hopeless, he opened a way for us.
我们的老人健康。
And that our elderly have enjoyed health.
我们的儿女快乐。
And that our children have been happy.
弟兄姐妹，这都是上帝加给我们的恩典。
This is all blessings from the Lord.
哎，我们可以一一的来数算，对吗？
And we can count them one by one.
当这个礼拜四在聚集的时候，可能就和你的儿女们一起来数算神的恩典，和你的父母来数算神的恩典。
And so on Thursday, as we gather with our families, maybe we will spend some time counting these blessings.
这是我和弟兄姐妹所说到的知恩呐。
And so this is what I wanted to say about knowing grace.
那么接下来，我和愿意弟兄姐妹再继续来谈论就是感恩了。
And next, I want to talk about to give thanks.
Okay. 然后我们愿意看一段圣经在哥罗西书里边。
And so we want to look at Colossians.
好不好？我们弟兄姐妹一起来读，中文的就读中文，英文的就读英文。
And let's read this passage together, Chinese and English together.
Let's begin.
Okay.
又要叫基督的平安在你们心里作主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，且要存感谢的心，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。无论做什么，或说话，或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借他感谢父神。好，弟兄姐妹，对于我们所知道的恩典，现在轮到我们有一个要一个感恩的心态。
And so once we know grace, we need to give thanks for it.
这的确不仅仅是一个心态，我知道了，我知道了。
It's not something that we can only just know in our hearts.
而且我们要适当的把它表达出来。
And we must express it outwardly.
在这里边我们所读的经文，我们看到在基督里我们得享平安，要存感恩的心。
And so this passage tells us that as we receive peace in Christ, we must have a grateful heart.
弟兄姐妹，有一颗感恩的心。
So do we have a grateful heart?
感恩的心是从我们的内心深处产生的。
That it must come from within us.
当上帝爱我们，当上帝赐给我们恩典的时候，我们就要感谢赐恩典的神。
And so when God blesses us, we must have a grateful heart.
这是一个自然的反应，也像一个连锁反应。
And this is a natural response, and it's also a chain reaction.
所以当我们心被恩感的时候，保罗就告诉我们，我们要歌颂神。
And Paul says that as we are giving thanks, we will sing to him.
他说要用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导。
using psalms and songs to admonish one another.
弟兄姊妹就是这样子在神的面前欢喜快乐的把它表达出来。
And so this is how we praise him together.
我们常常在敬拜的时候我们唱敬拜的歌。
And when we worship, we sing.
在团契的时候我们也唱感恩的歌。
When we have fellowship meetings, we sing.
很多弟兄姐妹爱主的弟兄姐妹一边开着车一边就唱着歌。
And a lot of our brothers and sisters sing when they're driving.
弟兄姊妹这是一种感恩的心态。
And this is all coming out of a grateful heart.
然后他还告诉我们无论做什么或说话或行事都要奉主耶稣的名记着他感谢父神。
And Paul says we should give thanks to God in all that we do.
弟兄姐妹当我们要说感恩的时候其实是不一件啊不是一件很容易的事情。
And so sometimes maybe it's not so easy to give thanks.
尤其是做事的时候不管做得顺利不顺利我们都要凭感有感恩的心。
Especially when we're working and maybe something is not going so well.
不管人家待你是公平啊，还是冤枉你啊，你都有一颗感恩的心。
How can we give thanks when we feel like we are being treated unfairly?
在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章第十八节说。
In Thessalonians, in chapter 5, it tells us.
这是我们大家都会背的。
And I'm sure some of you have memorized this.
凡事感恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you.
凡事都感恩不是一件容易的事。
So in everything give thanks, this is not very easy.
尤其是当环境对你不利的时候。
Especially when we're in a difficult environment.
今天我们知道在美国发生了许多的不安的事情。
And we know that in this past year, we have seen a lot of unrest and violence in our country.
不晓得弟兄姐妹有多少人数过2017年发生了多少枪案。
And I don't know if anybody's been keeping an account of how many gun violence has occurred in this past year.
失去了多少无辜的人。
And how many lives have been lost.
截止目前为止，在2017年已经发生了十起枪案。
And so it's been there has been 10 violent gun episodes here.
114个人失去生命。
And 114 lives were lost.
在十月份有拉斯维加斯的大枪杀。
And in October, there was the event in Las Vegas.
58个人死，有500多人受伤。
There were 58 lives lost and over 500 injured.
就在本月应该是感恩月了，在德克萨斯。一个教会发生了枪杀案。
And even just this month, in Texas, there was a violence in a church.
也有27个弟兄姐妹死亡。
And 27 brothers and sisters lost their lives.
弟兄姐妹，还有许多其他的不好的事情。
And more than this, there are many other events.
那比如说在政界、在商界、在娱乐界。
In our government, in our economics and also even in the entertainment industry.
有很多的强奸案和性骚扰案被揭发出来。
There have been harassments and there have been other events that have come out in the news.
行这些事情的人都是名人。
And the criminals in these cases are famous people.
当罪恶泛滥的时候，你还能感恩吗？
So when we look at these things, can we still be thankful?
为什么我们还活着？死了的人都是坏人吗？
Why are we still here? Were those who lost their lives bad people?
我们比他们好吗？
Are we somehow better than them?
为什么我们的弟兄姐妹在做礼拜的时候也会遭遇如此的不幸？
Why should Christians be gunned down while they're worshiping God?
死了的人都会进天堂吗？
That all those who lost their lives go to heaven.
弟兄姐妹，有很多的时候是值得我们去思考的。
And a lot of these things are worth our time to ponder and think about.
总而言之，在基督徒的心目中
，and within our thoughts，
也在我们天父上帝的心目中
，but it's also within God's thoughts.
死亡不是最后的终结。
That death is not the end.
所以有很多弟兄姐妹，他们。在聚会的时候被枪杀了，他们就去神那里去了。
And for those who are brothers and sisters who lost their lives, they went to be with God.
知道家属那些亲人会捶胸顿足。
And even though we know that their loved ones who are left here will suffer,
我们弟兄姐妹也非常难过。
And we will also grieve.
但是当事情发生的时候，唯有神知道一切事情的结果。
And but only God knows the final ending to everything.
除了不好的事，我们还有许多的事情发生在我们周围，我们要感恩吗？
And so, apart from these things that have been in the news, there are also things in our personal lives.
我们感谢主，今天有六位弟兄姐妹，他们接受洗礼，进入神的家。
We're very thankful that we've had six baptisms today, and we have new brothers and sisters.
我们有两位姊妹，他们要转会进入到我们家。
And we will also have two membership transfers.
我们也知道有我们教会的这个。在一起常常的聚集敬拜神。
And we also know that we often gather together and praise God.
我们为这样的聚会的机会，我们感谢主。
We need to be thankful to the Lord for just the opportunity to gather together.
弟兄姐妹，你还有自由去敬拜神。
That we are free to worship Him.
有很多人聚会的时候，很多的地方人聚会的时候是提心吊胆的。
There are many places in the world where those who gather to worship God are worried.
但是在北美，我们聚会的时候，我们愿意什么时候来就什么时候来，我们愿意来就来，愿意不来就不来。
And here we're very free; we come and go as we please.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们还为我们的教会来感谢主。
And so we're also thankful to the Lord for our church.
我们也为我们教会的牧师和长老感谢主。
And we are thankful for our pastors and elders.
我们有整齐的团队。
That we have fellowship leaders.
有很多的地方，弟兄姐妹聚集的时候，连一个传道人都没有。
Because there are a lot of places where brothers and sisters gather without a leader. They have no one to teach them the word of God.
我们也为我们的执事团队、同工团队来感谢主。
We're also very thankful for our deacons and co-workers.
我们也为我们的团契来感谢主。
And we are thankful for our fellowships.
我们也为我们的教会的弟兄姐妹的摆上感谢主。
And we are thankful for all the service that our brothers and sisters give to our church.
我十分乐意提到我们教会这一年一度每个礼拜天的午餐。
And I want to just remind us of all the lunches we've had this year, every Sunday.
弟兄姐妹见到他们的时候，谢谢他们。
And so we should give thanks to our brothers and sisters who have been working in the kitchen.
饭食不是自动就摆在桌子上的。
That the food doesn't appear on the table by itself.
是有弟兄姐妹付出代价。
That we have brothers and sisters who have worked hard to make this
happen. 我们有家庭，我们要感谢主。
And we should be thankful for our families.
为我们的父母，为我们的儿女感谢主。
For our parents, for our children.
弟兄姐妹，当你有父母还在的时候，那真是一种恩典啊。
And we should be thankful if our parents are still alive because it is a special blessing to have them.
多少人要愿意感恩他们父母的时候，他们已经不在了。
Because for a lot of people, by the time they realize they're thankful for their parents are already gone.
我们也为我们的学业，为我们的工作来感谢主。
And we're also thankful to the Lord for our studies and for our jobs.
有很多的人没有工作，有很多的人没有学业，但是我们都有。
Because there are those who don't have work and those who are unable to receive an education.
我们也愿意为我们的朋友感谢主。
We're also thankful to the Lord for our friends.
我们走在人生的路上，我们不孤单。
That we're not alone here.
你遇见困难的时候，有人来安慰你。
And when we meet difficulties in our lives, we have friends to comfort us.
你愿意遇见艰难的时候，有人来扶持你。
And that when we fall, we have people to help us back up.
我们也为我们属灵的伙伴来感谢主。
And we're also thankful for our spiritual brothers and sisters.
他们是和我们同喜同忧的。
Because in through the Holy Spirit, we can share our burdens.
我们也为我们的身体来感谢主。
And we're also thankful for our bodies.
我们也为我们的身体得医治来感谢主。
And for all the healing that we have received.
我们为我们度过的危机来感谢主。
And all the dangers that we have passed.
我们也为我们的收成收入来感谢主。
And for all that we have received.
因为这一切都常常使我们充满了盼望。
Because all of this gives us hope.
弟兄姐妹，我们当有感恩的心时候，我们还要来知道如何报答神的恩典。
And so once we have a thankful heart, we need to think about what we can give back to the Lord.
我愿意你能够知恩，你能够感恩，同时你也要报恩。
that we should know grace, we should be thankful, and we should also give back to the Lord.
在诗篇第116篇12到14节，我和弟兄姐妹，我愿意你和你们一道来读一下子。
Let's read Psalm 116, 12 to 14 together.
还是中文和英文我们一道来读。
We'll read it at the same time.
我拿什么报答耶和华向我所赐的一切厚恩？我要举起救恩的杯，称扬耶和华的名。我要在他众民面前向耶和华还我的愿。好，弟兄姐妹，这里给我们讲到三个事情，一个是要报答神恩。
And so it's here says we should render unto the Lord.
我们知恩，我们感恩，我们要报恩。
So we know grace, we are thankful, and we need to give back to him.
这是一个心态的继续。
And so this is a continuation of our thankful.
当我们有一颗报恩的心的时候，实际上是让神欢喜的。
Because God will be pleased by this this kind of attitude.
我们接受这一切的厚恩，不是我们该得的，也很多的时候是神特意加给我们的。
Because the grace that we have received is not something that we deserve, but yet He has given to us.
神最愿意让我们怎么报答他的恩典呢？就是称扬他的名。
And so, what should we give back to the Lord? Well, He says we should call upon His name.
弟兄姐妹，称扬他的名是神所乐意的方法。
And this is what He would like us to do: is to call upon His name.
弟兄姐妹，你想想看，可能哎呀，我就是动动嘴吧。
And so maybe you think, well, it's just something I say.
弟兄姐妹，不是对运动嘴。当你没有这个心的时候，你是没有那个嘴唇来赞美他的。
But it's not as simple as that. Because without the heart attitude, we're not going to be able to call upon him.
因为当你称扬他的名的时候，你就知道他的名伟大。
Because when we call upon his name, we will know how great that name is.
神有救恩，有功效。
That he has given us salvation.
我们传扬他一切奇妙的作为。
And that as we share about all the wondrous things that he has done.
我们讲述他赐下独生爱子的故事。
And as we share the story of his only begotten son.
我们分享你得救的经历和喜悦。
And as we share with those around us our own personal experience of salvation.
听你们这一切都是称扬耶和华的名。
All of this is calling upon his name.
是举起救恩的杯。
Is to take the cup of salvation.
那么另外的话呢，也要向神还我们的愿。
Also, we need to pay our vows unto the Lord.
似乎现在我们当传福音的时候，我们做礼拜的时候，我们敬拜神的时候，很少讲到哇还愿还愿的事情。
It's not something that we talk about often.
你是否觉得还愿只是佛教的一个事情？
Maybe we think it's something that Buddhists do.
不是，圣经告诉我们，基督徒要常常要有还愿的心态。
But the Bible tells us that we should also pay our vows unto the Lord.
我们有很多的时候在急难里边，我们祷告神。
Often when we are in a difficult situation, we have prayed to the Lord.
当我们向神祷告的时候，我们就常常的非常的用心。
And we're very serious when we pray in those situations.
我们常有很多的条件。
And we have a lot of conditions.
我们跟神说，神啊，你若给我工作。
We say, Lord, if you give me this job.
哦，神啊，你若医治我的疾病。
Or if you heal this disease for me.
神啊，你让我开始一段婚姻。
That if you give me a wife.
你给我涨个工资吧。
Or you give me a raise at work.
或者说，神啊，你叫我心想事成吧。心想事成。
If you just fulfill all my wishes,
我就把你当作我的神。
Then you will become my God.
我就信靠你。
That I will trust in you.
哎，我就受洗归主。
That I will be baptized and become a Christian.
我就十一奉献。
That I will tithe.
我就愿意一生服侍你。
That I will serve you my whole life.
或者干脆我就做传道人了。
Or maybe I'll become a missionary.
这些好像都是我们在无可奈何的情况下向神的许愿。
And so sometimes we have prayed like this in our difficulties.
弟兄姐妹，这个不是孤立啊。
So this is not just an individual example.
因为在圣经里边，神也告诉我们雅各也是这样子的一个心态。
Because in the scriptures we see Jacob did just this.
当在创世纪第 二十八章这段圣经里边告诉我们，雅各在旷野遇见了神。
And so in Genesis, we find this story about Jacob when he met the Lord in the wilderness.
他离开父母的家，要去舅舅拉班的家，不晓得这个地方怎么走。
And he was fleeing from his own household, and he had to go to his uncle Laban's place.
上帝在梦中向他显现。
And he met the Lord in his dream.
他醒来的时候就跟神做了这样的应许。
And when he woke up, this is the vow he made.
说神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家，我就必以耶和华为我的神。
He said that if the Lord goes with me and gives me food and shelter and bring me back home safely, he will be my God.
这是一个交换条件。
And so he gave a condition to the Lord.
那至少他愿意认识神。
But yet he was willing to know him.
说当神要能够这样子的眷顾我保守我的时候，我就愿意把他当作我的神。
And he said, if the Lord is willing to bless me in this way, then I will have him as my God.
你别以为上帝就特别生气。
So maybe you think God will be angry.
上帝很不高兴。
That he will be unhappy.
没有，上帝很高兴。
No. Actually, the Lord was happy.
上帝就一生的来照着雅各的许愿来保守他。来引领他。
And the Lord did indeed watch over Jacob for his whole life.
所以当雅各后来回来的时候，他真的是把上帝当作他的上帝。
And so when Jacob did return home safely, he worshipped the Lord and made him his God.
他也真的是将自己的十分之一献给上帝。
And he tithed to the Lord.
我们看到这一切的时候，就是说，当我们愿意在神面前。来向他许愿的时候。
And so, as we look at this story and think about the vows that we have made to the Lord,
当上帝满足了我们的心愿的时候，我们要还愿在上帝面前。
And when he did bless us with those things we asked for, we must fulfill those vows.
所以弟兄姐妹，唯独恩典，唯独恩典，就是说上帝的恩典在前边为我们开路。
And so grace alone means that His grace goes before us to give us a way.
接下来就是我们弟兄姐妹，我们自主生命的一连串的反应。
And so this becomes a chain reaction in our lives.
所以当我们知道上帝恩典的时候，我们就要来感谢他，我们就来偿还我们的愿。
That once we know His grace, we must have a grateful heart and to render back unto Him the vows that we have made.
在感恩的季节里边，我们和弟兄姐妹来分享神的恩典。
And during this Thanksgiving time, we share with our brothers and sisters the blessings of the Lord.
我们也来数算神的恩典。
And we count His blessings.
如果你是刚刚第一次进入教会的大门
，And if this is your first time here visiting the church,
所以你跟我们在一起的时候，你会发现基督徒有一个非常健美的心态。
And as you spend more time with us.
不管任何事情发生在我们周围的时候，我们都不被所动。
You'll see that Christians are different because we can stand firm.
因为我们有一个爱我们的神。
Because we have a God who loves us.
我们也愿意来爱我们的神。
And we are willing to love our God.
所以当我们来庆贺，或者说是来弟兄姐妹一道聚集来分享感恩季节的信息的时候，
And so as we think about Thanksgiving and share this Thanksgiving message,
别把我们周围身边所发生的一切都当作平常。
We should not take for granted all that has happened around us.
都是上帝精心为我们的预备。
That all of this was prepared ahead of time.
如果你在恩典中，你就当知道恩典，你就当感恩，你就当还愿。
And if we're in grace, under grace, we must know this grace, be thankful for it, and give back to the Lord.
愿上帝祝福我们，谢谢大家。
And may the Lord bless us. Thank you.